check of the activity on the part where we were supposed to get our tea. There are only people that are there. They are trying to make ends meet, so it's better for us to start. When they are ready, then we'll take probably 5 minutes break and get a cup of something. Those who didn't take their breakfast, unfortunately. today, we have a not very strong agenda. So I think because I also have to apologize at 12, I must attend Chairperson's meeting. But Secretary, can you be able to take us through on the apologies and any other matter that belongs to your table?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and departmental officials and present. I have the standing apology of Honorable Marhas, who been spoke of until the 27th of August. Another one is Honorable Yosa, who's coming back on the 31st of August, and our content advisor, who's on maternity leave. I have another apology from the minister, who went with us today. He attended a cabinet meeting. Another one is from the Deputy Minister, who's also not with us today. He attended a launch of the Women's Empowerment Framework in Mpumalanga. We have another one from Honorable Kanyile, who's not well, so he went with us today. And I believe the Acting Deputy General is also not with us. He attended the IMC meeting that deals with the issues of grant payment. So he's not with us today. So I have those apologies. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Because we are few, we have to work faster so that we don't end up with more fewer members after 12. So there is no issue about the other apologies that we have received. I don't see any. Can we adopt them then in the crisis time? Honorable Tolet, Honorable Sistema, thank you very much. We all have our program in front of us. It reads that we have this briefing by MDA and the Department of Social Development, especially in relation to NPOs and compliance issues and the impact of the MDA training in that regard. So precisely we invited these two, the department and the entity, to be able to have proper comparison as to, does the right hand know what the left hand is doing? And then after that, there will be internal arrangements where we have our outstanding minutes and the update on our visit to Northwest. And there is also a correspondence from the Honorable the Deputy Minister to the committee. So we deal with those after we are through with the major item, which I am now allowing the department, having welcomed you, to be able to move. Let me do my life.
Thanks, Chair. I've been delegated to lead the delegation from the department with those apologies to the friend. With me is the department and the NDA.
Could you please ensure your mic is working? Thank you very much.
With me is the department, two members from the department, and they will introduce themselves. And with the NDA, led by the chairperson of the board, Ms. Judy Hennings, and an additional member of the board, Bram Haneke, and the CEO of NDA, Tamun Zobe, and the team. We will be presenting two presentations, starting with the department and followed by NDA. We have provided extra copies for reference. There are two presentations. There are also two legislations that we have sent for reference in terms of what is the mandate of each of the department in terms of the NPO Act and the NDA Act that we have. Maybe we could request the members to introduce themselves, especially the officials that we have.
That's in order because there might be new members of our delegation. Can we allow that process?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nobulali, the surname is Mvengu. As indicated, I'm from the National Department of Social Development, from the Directorate NPO Funding.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Dan Sambamba. I am the Parliamentary Liaising Officer from the Department of Social Development.
I'm not very sure who your boss is. Because you seem to be working in Parliament and in Pretoria. We'll talk about that one day. Okay.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. I am Di Rosa Lebona from the Office of the Deputy Minister.
From
the Office of the Deputy Minister, Chair.
Oh, all right. So, okay.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. I'm Cheryl Yemi, the CEO of the NDA.
Good morning, Chairperson and members of the committee. My name is Kensadim Tembi. I'm the acting COO from the NDA.
The acting COO.
Yes.
All right.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Bongani Makong. I'm from the NDA.
Lamanu Wamatala, Mamane, Abu. We know they are ugly faces. They've been here for some time. Okay. Are we still continuing?
Chairperson and honorable member, thank you very much as you introduced me. We decided that we will start from the departmental point of view and then end with NDA's presentation. The presentation was sent, but I should upfront say that in the NPO register, it's a moving target. Every day the number grows, so we will be able to indicate to you what is the status to date. The presentation is planned in as outlined above, where we will talk about the NPOs, the mandate that we have in terms of the NPO Act and our NPO register or the database of NPOs, support programs, and the funding and the partnership model as requested. We are aware that the Department of Social Development has been mandated to administer the NPO Act.
in terms of the NPO Act 1997 as amended. And the NPO Act prescribes the functions of the department with regards to how to deal with non-profit organizations in its sections. And an NPO Directorate was established to deal with the regulatory matters of all non-profit organizations, as stipulated in Section 1 and Section 5 of the NPO Act. And one of the main functions of the department within that directorate is to register NPOs and keep the register thereof, which we call the database. This is, as of 22nd February 2018, the registered NPO on the register were 188,000. But as of last week, the number of registered NPOs are now 197,000 NPOs. Of those 188, due for reporting is 156. Compliant NPOs on the register is only 32,000, which is 20%, and non-compliant stands at 83%, 83,126, which is 53%. This is the type, when we register, we adopted the international standard, wherein within the register there is voluntary association, which constitutes 93%, non-profit companies that register with CPIC and also register with us 6%, and the trust, which is only 1%. This is the registered non-compliant and compliant NPOs per province. The majority of the NPOs that are registered are found in Gauteng, followed by KZN and Western Cape, and the list are found in Northern Cape. But those are the numbers where the blue is the registered, non-compliant is the red, and the compliance is blue. You can see that the compliant figures are lesser than the non-compliant. NPOs are registered in terms of the UN classifications, and these are the classifications. The majority of NPOs that are registered on the system work, they deal with social services. Remember, this register is for the country. It's a country's register of NPOs. There's no other NPOs that are registered anywhere. So social services has got 39%, followed by development and housing, and followed by education and research, health, and the list is those that are doing international work. We could say from the analysis of the register, we could say that the annual growth rate is steep. There's a lot of NPOs that are registering, despite that they are not compliant. The DSG, in terms of the NPO Act, is mandated that the department must provide certain activities in different sections. One of it is to provide capacity and support to the organization, community-based organization, and the committee members in their endeavor to register. Section 5 of the NPO Act, A up to D, provides that we must facilitate the process of developing and implementing policies that affect NPOs and regulations, determine and implement programs to support NPO to register, and to ensure that NPO maintain and improve their governance standards, liaise with other organs of state and interested parties, and develop and implement multi-sectoral and multidisciplinary programs. In terms of those, municipalities and several NGOs do request that we should come and address them and provide that NPO Act capacity building so that they are able to register. This is some of the things that we have done. From April to December 2017, 54 local municipalities were visited, where in 3,150 NPOs were workshopped, and over 4,000 NPOs, individuals from different NPOs were there. Other programs that the department provides, following the 2012 NPO summit resolution, there were a few issues that the summit came up with. NPOs complained that we are not accessible, we are not providing guidance, and also we need to assist them. So the following programs are being implemented. It's the NPO roadshows, the capacity building programs, in terms of governance, in terms of them understanding the NPO Act so that we can register, NPO compliance enhancement, NPO audit, NPO forum, and intergovernmental coordination. Those are some of the programs. The first one on the NPO roadshows, as I mentioned, in 2012 there were a lot of complaints about that were not accessible. So with the roadshows, we are improving access of the department. This relates to when an NPO wants to register and is sitting at a corner somewhere in the Eastern Cape. It takes long for them to post the registration things so that they can come back. So we go there, we meet with them, they apply, we give them certificate same day. If they don't comply, we say change there and there, they change there and there, and we give them certificate. We also receive reports from them as part of compliance. We provide education and awareness and communication. We also do compliance enhancements to educate them so that they know their responsibility as a way of ensuring that their governance are enhanced. We also do an on-site NPO service provision, which is part and parcel of the assessment. These are some of the details of those. From 2014 up to 2017-18 financial year, we visited 213 municipalities, and we were dealing with all those issues through the roadshows. The number of roadshows conducted is 147 in all those 147 municipalities, with a lot of NPOs that have provided one. They were registered. Some of them provided with printed certificate on the spot. Report were received on the spot. And a lot of inquiries about certain issues of the NPOs, and also inquiries on the compliance status. And over 31,000 NPOs were consulted during those roadshows. This is just a map on the area that we have covered. We still have to do a lot. The green indicates the local municipality that we have visited. The red, I don't know what this is, red or that color, that side is reddish, is local municipality that were not visited, and those are the two things that we still have to visit. The NPO forums, the 2012 NPO summit, there were a lot of issues. One pertained to that NPO mentioned that if you want to talk to the department, how do we do it? Can't we have a voice within ourselves, from district to province and to national? So one of the things that we established was the establishment of the NPO forums, with the overall objective of them to serve as a platform for interaction, engagement, and information sharing on NPOs, and also enhance partnership and relationship with other stakeholders, and create an opportunity for joint planning, implementation, and monitoring. And this, where we developed a concept document, and we also then facilitated the establishment of all those NPO forums in all 9 provinces. The details of this are there in Eastern Cape, in Limpopo, and in Mpumalanga, in KwaZulu-Natal, and also the districts that the forums that we have in different districts, and also including in KwaZulu-Natal. And also then that forums become then as a national forum where they can talk, they can meet with the department and have one voice. The other issue that we did as prescribed and as an outcome of the 2012 summit was the NPO intergovernmental forums. As we register the NPOs, we find that other government departments sometimes are not aware. Some of the departments want to fund, but they are not sure whether the NPO is registered or not. So for that purpose, we meet with all government departments on a quarterly basis, and they present their approaches. We also present to them the database, and how we can interact with all other government departments. We also then train them on how they need to also understand the NPO Act and be able to deal with it. And also that form part and it becomes a platform for exchange of information and database for effective management of NPOs across government. And also issue of coordination and collaboration of NPO services as government, then that forum serves that. And the forum contributes significantly on policies and legislation pertaining to NPOs. For example, you find that there was a contradiction between ourselves in the NPO Act and SARS. The role of FICA, the Fiscal Commission, and also the role of the Treasury. So within that forum, we are able to say SARS needs to fast track the issues of registration of NPOs as public benefit organizations so that they can benefit. The Intergovernmental Forum also serves as a platform for interaction and create an opportunity for joint planning and foster integration and enhance partnerships within government. And it also avoids duplication, where one NPO will go from one area to another. So this forum is live, it's happening. On a quarterly basis, we meet to discuss issues that affect the forum and that affect the NPO. The committee, Chairperson, you requested us to share with you the issue of NPO funding. National has got the role to provide or to develop policies and implement policies in terms of service delivery. And the provinces then fund, guided by national. Historically, the provision of social services has been the responsibility of DSD in partnership with the NPO sector. You will realize that we spend a lot of money in government, especially social development, funding the NPO sector. Especially in DSD, most of the services are rendered by the non-profit sector. DSD has developed the sector funding policy. Initially, it used to be called Policy on Financial Award. We revised it in 2011. 2012, we were taken to court by Nawongo in Free State. Then we started in 2013 to develop a new, which is, we call it a DSD sector funding policy. We are busy with that policy. We also, as national, coordinate the implementation of the policy and ensure that there is quality service delivery within those NPOs. As we speak, we have got over 16,000 NPO funded in that, I think the table prescribed, where in the majority found in Limpopo, followed by Gauteng and Eastern Cape. The list is also, it also mirrors the database of the NPOs, Northern Cape of 751. Where Western Cape is 149. These are the NPOs that are funded to render a variety of services. These are the amount of money that we transfer to non-profit organizations. You can see from 2013-14, where we had 5 billion, in this financial year, we have just over 7 billion of money that's going to be transferred to the non-profit organization by different provinces, in their different provinces. These are the areas where we fund non-profit organizations. The majority of the funds that we transfer goes to children and families, followed by social welfare services on the side, and then restorative services, and the list is development and research. So those are the broad areas that we fund NPO. This is the distribution of the budget in terms of our budget. The whole DSD budget, and you can see the transfers becomes that amount that are written as transfers and subsidies. At the present moment, we have got the whole sector
has got over 20 billion amongst nine provinces and the national, and of which just above seven goes to NPOs. When we do an analysis on the distribution of allocation across programs, you will see that social welfare services, children, families, and the restorative services take the chunk of the money. You can see in all nine provinces, the highest is in Western Cape, where 86% goes to those services. As you can see that the welfare sector is the ones that drive the funding. Some of this just an indication where we sit with Treasury and analyze in which programs, what is the increase from 2013 to date, where are we shooting for, and I think when we come back here, Chairperson, to present the policy and the analysis of the policy, you will see the gap that we have in terms of funding of the NPOs. And also this one is just the share of the sub-programs to the total allocation, wherein we find 80% goes to welfare and the rest goes to other programs. The Chairperson requested us that we should also brief you on the partnership. One of the things that we did as a department in this MTSF in 2014, there was a request that we should have a partnership model. How do we partner as a department with this NPO that we are funding? So a partnership model, which is a state and civil society partnership model, was developed. In acknowledging the importance of the partnership between us and DSD, there was a need for us to have something that binds us with the non-profit sector so that whatever we do, we understand. The model addresses key areas impacting on the partnership between DSD and non-profit sector. For example, the Nawongo case in Free State. If we were partners, married and in community of property, we would not have a case that goes, because we would have agreed that this needs to happen. So I think that it will prevent issues like that. Some of the things what the DSD want to seek to achieve is to provide guidance for both the current and the future strategic partnership, and also to ensure that we plan together with our partners, and to ensure that there's a fulfillment of one of the DSD obligations, with a view also to guide the effective management of the partnership. And also, one of the areas which is problematic that need to be addressed here is the issue of transformation in the sector. We still find that the issue of NPO funding is still goes historically. The majority of money still goes to the well-off. So one of the things is to ensure that we distribute funding evenly without disadvantaging the other. It's the issue of transformation, and also inclusion of the new areas that we want to fund. For example, in metropolitan areas like in Western Cape and Gauteng, there's a lot of emergence of informal settlement where services are needed there. So one of the things is that we'll be able in this partnership to say, we need to do this, and we discussed how that needs to be done. And I think that's the role of this. And also, we also need to ensure that we instill the concept of transparency and accountability as required by the NPO Act. One of the issues in the NPO Act is that they need to report back, and we need to ensure that there's transparency. One, who funds you? Two, where are the funds going? Three, governance issues need to be ensured, and also empowering NPO sector organization, and also opening new opportunities for cooperation. And we also have to encourage productivity, effectiveness of the NPO as partners. Remember, as partners, if you are married, if we want to differ, we can differ, but we will have to come to an agreement and say, this is how we need to deal with. The implementing the status of the partnership model, we have finalized the development of the model. Implementation modality has been developed and finalized, and then provincial consultation were completed, and we are busy trying to develop the We are developing MOUs so that we could strengthen the partnership, so that we could implement. Challenges that we have, one of the challenges is that where we sit with the register at national level, not for funding, now this is a broader issue. There's a lot of demand for NPO registration. From February, when we have got 188, now we have got 196. And we cannot deny that in terms of the Constitution, freedom of association should be allowed. So there's increasing demand for registration, and also that has got an impact on the human capacity that we have in the department. There's also high rate of non-compliance of NPOs to NPO Act. As many NPOs reports, 188, you saw over 100,000 are not compliant. We don't know whether they are there or they are not. What we can tell you is that they are not reporting, reports are not coming to us for scrutinization so that we can. The other issue is the poor governance practices, especially amongst NPOs that we see. We see a lot of cases that comes in. SDMAIN is one of them, but the other one is the issue where NPOs, once they get the money, they start fighting, and then they report the cases, then we have to arbitrate or conciliate. That also, that you have seen the number of NPOs that are registered in different areas. Limited financial resources. The more NPOs we have, the lesser funding we'll be having for NPOs. As the donors withdraw their funding, the government coffers, that funds becomes lesser and lesser. And that doesn't mean that we don't have problems around issues that we have within communities. So those are some few challenges that we are observing, especially that we are able to see the number of those that are funded versus the number that that have been registered. Planned activity, we are currently, I think it's noble to tell you that we are currently reviewing the NPO legislation. We are doing a tweaking, and I think it will pass here once we finish with that. We NPO legislation, that will also ensure that we tweak some of the things. One of the things that are coming in, which is a problem, is the issue where we treat all NPOs equally. Whether you registered yesterday or you registered a long time ago, we are dealing with that. We are continuing with the NPO roadshows, strengthen the platform.
Please move towards the winding up.
Yeah, okay. That's the last slide, Chairperson. We are also reviewing the existing arrangement as recommended by the DPM study. I hope that one time we will be able to come and present to you what the study have proposed in terms of this NPO. They propose a very fundamental issue. I don't want to preempt it now, but I think we can make copies to the peripheral committee so that you are aware. Lastly, Chairperson and honorable members, our recommendation is that we must note the presentation with regard to the role of the department with regard to the NPO Act and provide us with leadership and guidance to the department with regard to the role of the department in terms of the NPO Act. Thank you very much.
Can I request that we have received the presentation? Can we quickly pick something out there before it has arrived so that we resettle and be ready for interacting with the presentation? Can we do that? Thank you very much. Can honorable members quickly do that so that they allow everyone else to do that?